Western Illinois University's English and Journalism Department published the first edition of Veterans Voices, a collection of writing by those who have served. As Tri-State's Public Radio's Abby Wendell reports, the publication is more than a literary exercise. It's an attempt to create conversation.
Both of Barbara Haroon's brothers were in the military. When she was a young adult, they returned home from war. Haroon says her family didn't know how to talk about it. She had a lot of questions, but often got caught in what she calls the awkward.
Moments that you wish that you could have said what you were really thinking instead of, like, we'll just all act like everything is, like you haven't been to war, you know?
Haroon is now an assistant English professor at Western, where one of every 15 students has served in the military. When her civilian students talk with her student veterans, Haroon says many of them get caught in the awkward, too.
Some of them just did not know what to ask or what was appropriate to ask. I had one student who said the two questions were, was it hot over there, and did you kill anyone?
Haroon wanted a safe space, a place where student veterans could share their stories and others could listen. So she teamed up with another assistant English professor, Jackie Wilson Jordan, got funding from the university's Veterans Resource Center, and created Veterans Voices. The magazine is a collection of fiction, poetry, and prose from 14 veteran contributors. There are stories about bad military meals, lonesome nights, and what it's like to live through an explosion. Three student veterans served as editors, Jared Worley, Dan Holst, and Ryan Bronaugh. Bronaugh is a grad student in WIU's Department of English and Journalism and the publication's fiction editor. He's a Vonnegut and Hemingway fan.
I like the fiction, the satire, the people who really stretch it out, and pieces. I like Slaughterhouse-Five. I really like In Hard Time.
Bronaugh began writing not as a way to reach out to others, but to get back in touch with himself. He served nearly 8 years in the Navy, deploying to Europe, Africa, and Iraq. 2005, his last year of service, was a rough one. A close buddy died in combat, and Bronaugh got bombed, sustaining injuries severe enough to keep him off the front lines. Like nearly one in five veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, Bronaugh returned home with PTSD, which has a variety of symptoms.
The one that really bothered me was, as a parent, having to mask this anger that I wasn't really sure where it was coming from. That anger, as I would suppress it, would sort of develop into this chronic depression.
Bronaugh sought help from the VA and was placed in a cognitive therapy program where he wrote daily.
From there, I started to write more and realized just how the process of writing really helps us work through particular events, experiences, good or bad.
But Veterans Voices has struggled to attract contributors. Only a handful of student veterans like Bronaugh participated. In order to fill the pages, the publication's creators invited WIU alumni veterans to also submit writing. Crystal Keppel works for the Veterans Resource Center. She says the lack of participation is a symptom of the very struggles the project is trying to address. Because veterans don't often get asked about their military experience, they tend to discount it.
A lot of people were thinking, I don't have anything interesting to talk about. I don't have any interesting stories. And then people would sit there and talk to us, and we would say that's exactly the kind of story that everybody would love, and they just feel like people don't want to read what these veterans have to say, and we do.
That sentiment was demonstrated at the magazine's launch party. The room was packed. With so many people in attendance, the Veterans Resource Center had ordered a second round of magazines. The evening of the event, Barbara Haroon stood at the podium and invited Dan Holst to read one of his poems.
The title is On Your Left. It was Memorial Day, and thoughts of friends long lost to time, of days fighting wars, riding power through the heavens. A terrible roar shouted by the dragon as it took its form. Birds of prey, neither metaphorical nor living matter. An eagle, a falcon, a nighthawk, a raptor. I flew them all my gorgeous rides.
Holst retired from the Air Force after 21 years of service and is now a first-year grad student in the English and Journalism Department. Holst says he hopes Veterans Voices will publish more editions in the future because projects like it bring veterans together, help them deal with the past, and learn how to live again. For Barbara Haroon, the project has helped her get over the awkwardness of not knowing what to ask. What matters is listening.
I wish I could go back and say to my younger brother, you know, I have no idea what you went through, but I'm here. And if you ever want to talk, I'll listen.
You can pick up a free copy of Veterans Voices at the Veterans Resource Center on WIU's campus in Macomb. I'm Abby Wendell, Tri-State's Public Radio News.